taxes and big flames are coming, according to something I read. And if the words are true, I'm gonna dance straight through the gates of heaven in my head. The picture and not the projector. How can we all come together if we'd rather be rich than fondly remembered? How can we all come together if we'd rather eat 5-star than 3-star and give the extra to the people living in the park car behind the Walmart? How can we dance together if we suppress emotions to talk about weather? How can we dance together if gentle and kind are overshadowed by clever?
You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam, and we ended off the set there with a track by The Cramps giving us some really good advice.
The best advice you could ever hear: don't eat stuff off the sidewalk. That's taken from Psychedelic Jungle all the way back in 1980. And yeah, that was the last song on that set. Prior to that, we heard from an artist who we did play a few weeks ago on the program, Ron Gallo, who actually has an amusing music video for this particular song. It's titled At Least I'm Dancing, and it's from a release called Foreground Music.
Yeah, a really great musician based out of Philadelphia, and we've played his music before, but this album came out earlier this year, and there's a lot of really cool kind of post-punk, garage mixture of sounds, and that was one of them. Prior to that, we heard music from Australia's The Particles. This is an obscure Australian post-punk band from the 80s. They only ever, I believe, put out one, maybe two singles, and then that was it. But now there is a new compilation compiling a bunch of unreleased material, some early versions and demos of songs and live recordings, which is called 80s Bubblegum. And you can get that now. They have a Bandcamp page, and also I believe Chapter Music is the label that released it in Australia. We heard the song Remington Rand from that release. Prior to that, we heard music going all the way back to Tobin Sprout's first debut album as a solo artist. He previously, prior to this album, which came out in 96, was with Guided by Voices.
As part of that classic lineup, and on this debut solo record called Carnival Boy, we heard a release of his called The Natural Alarm, I think really telegraphing where his solo career and arguably his sound with Guided by Voices would go after he reunited with the group as well.
Yes, and before that we heard brand new music from Calgary's Sun Glaciers, who has played Windsor quite often in the last couple of years. A really great live band. What did we hear, Adam?
We heard something from this really great compilation titled Sounds from Mothland 2. Not songs, sounds. This, of course, is a compilation of Mothland Records that compiles a lot of great and very diverse artists as well. I love the range of sounds that they accrue from the different artists that they have under their label. And we heard their track Kafka mixtape version. Prior to that, we heard some music from Pryors. We heard something from their latest release, Daffodil, with Separation Anxiety. We also heard something from Private Lives, from their newly released Hit Record. And it's called Hit Record. I don't know if it's a hit or not. I doubt it is. But it's a great album nonetheless. It ought to be a hit. We heard the song Dead Hand. Another band that we've been playing quite a bit on the show are the Apets. We heard something from their latest release, Simply, with the track Remy. And we started things off with the latest release from Tough Age. It's titled Waiting Here, and the song we heard from that was Hideaway.
Yes, and that about does it for that set, and almost this show. We're almost through here, and then we'll be back next week, same time, same frequency here. Also coming up at 9, Mark Casbon with the Cowboys and Indies radio program. But we're going to end off the show with a band that I really wish would put out some more music. They're a really great live band, and they have a lot of great records. Young Rival, they were based out of Hamilton, and I'm not sure if all the members are still in Hamilton at this time, but we're going to play something from their most recent release, which was an EP that came out in 2016 called Strange Light, which was kind of like a compliment to, I believe it was called, was it Interior Light or Inferior Light, an album that came out the year prior.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of a compilation of some various songs. It was very much in the same style. As you said, a companion piece. So we're going to hear the song Heard It All Before. And make sure you tune in next week. It is the 1,000th episode of Revolution Rock, and we're going to be celebrating that with a gold standard celebration. All songs with gold in the title, so that's very exciting. But that will be next week. As for here, ending off episode 999, here is Young Rival with Heard It All Before.
Casting on